local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Just a touch above the freezing mark here at our studios, 34 at Airport and I-65. A lot of areas under the freezing mark. More from Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a second. And yep, it happened last night. If you didn't catch it, it sounded like this.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is 1. Article 1 is adopted. On this vote, the yeas are 229, the nays are 198, present is 1. Article 2 is adopted.
News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
So for only the third time in U.S. history, an American president has been impeached. More details coming up in just minutes. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in 1 minute, and Kane's got our traffic right now.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start to the morning. Accident-free conditions, another chilly start. Head out and start the car and get the heater going before you leave. But so far, no delays. Airport, Dauphin and Moffitt, 65, looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway. And Daphne, Fairhope and Spanish Fork, checking it accident-free. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. A gift certificate from Pro Tent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cold, with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan and Dalton Orwig on the way. Dr. Bill with the full weather discussion at 6:35. Take a peek at the weekend ahead and talk about the cold temps this morning as we are, 34 here, 30, it looks like 30 in Citronelle under freezing. Jackson the same, and a little warmer as you get down towards the coast. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Obviously, big stories of the day, three big things you should be looking at. Of course, we'll talk impeachment. Also, youthful offender status denied for Marco Perez. Status hearing is going to be in January, and the trial coming up in August. Only 7 Democrats have qualified for tonight's Democratic debate. Did you know they were having a debate?
No, I had forgotten.
Yeah, there's going to be one of those for sure. And on the way in sports.
Well, we had a couple major upsets in college basketball last night in the SEC, and also some major movement in the Peach Bowl college football playoff semifinal. 3 Oklahoma Sooners players suspended.
It's only happened 3 times in U.S. history. President of the United States has been impeached. The House of Representatives voted along party lines yesterday to impeach President Donald Trump on 2 articles brought against him. More on this from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
The president was charged with 2 articles of impeachment. Article 1, abuse of power.
The yeas are 230. The nays are 197. Present is 1.
Article 2, obstruction of Congress.
The yeas are 229. The nays are 198. Present is 1.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the vote after a marathon day of debate with arguments on both sides of the aisle, like these from House Republicans.
How can anyone consider this a fair process?
The majority has not found a single shred of evidence.
It is a matter for the voters, not this House.
Democrats offered strenuous arguments like these.
This is about President Trump using his office to try and rig the next election.
We have a president who seems to believe he is a king.
The president
does not have the right to cheat and to solicit foreign interference in our elections.
That's the central issue. Allegations President Trump pressured the newly elected Ukrainian president to conduct two political investigations on Trump's behalf in order to meddle in the next presidential election. At the same time, the president held back congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine despite its war with Russia. And then, says the House, the president took unprecedented steps to stonewall and obstruct the House investigation. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was unbowed.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
And he says,
he is president today, he'll be president tomorrow, and he will be president when this impeachment is over.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said throughout the entire process, McCarthy and his fellow Republicans breached all limits of party loyalty to defend the president's actions.
Republican members of this House and of the Senate have continued to defend a president whose actions seem to many of us to be indefensible.
House Judiciary Committee ranking Republican Doug Collins said what's indefensible was the way the majority Democrats conducted the impeachment process.
Wherever the rules are disregarded, chaos and mob rule actually began.
And while members of both sides of the aisle decried the partisanship that permeated the entire process, it was House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff who implored Republicans to put the Constitution over partisanship.
If you say the president may refuse to comply, may refuse lawful process, may coerce an ally, may cheat in an election because he's the president of our party, you do not uphold our Constitution.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has left open the possibility of withholding the articles of impeachment from the Senate while negotiations continue over how the Senate will proceed with the impeachment trial. That's because it's up to the Senate to decide whether to convict and remove an impeached president from office. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Remember the first time you heard somebody around here talking about that possibility of a delayed impeachment vote going to the Senate? That was Dalton a couple days ago.
Yeah, we got on that, Tuesday, Monday, yeah. Something like that.
And now everybody else is talking about it. We'll explain more about that story coming up. And the present vote on two articles. Who voted present? That was Democrat presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard out of Hawaii, who voted present on both articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, later slamming the process as politically motivated. I think she's got a future, man.
And she's a candidate for which party?
Yeah, Democrats, yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. By the way, here's a quote. Said, after doing my due diligence in reviewing the 658-page impeachment report, I came to the conclusion that I could not in good conscience vote either yes or no. Gabbard, who did decline to talk to reporters following her vote, said in a statement soon afterwards. So, yeah, the present vote, when you hear that, you hear the yeas, you hear the nays, and you hear the present vote, that is Tulsi Gabbard doing that.
It's only too bad she won't be on the debate stage tonight. She's not one of the seven that made the debate. So I don't know if they'll go after her. I have a feeling at least something will be said, but she won't be there to defend her vote or non-vote.
All right. We'll talk more about that Democrat debate coming up in just a little bit. Plus, youthful offender status denied for Marco Perez. We'll give you details coming up. 6:14, we'll check News 5 right now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Trelawney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council's Finance Committee will meet today to talk about bringing Amtrak back to the port city. The proposed route would run from Mobile to New Orleans twice a day with stops in Pascagoula, Biloxi, Gulfport, and Bay St. Louis. The city has until the end of the year to commit to this project. The city's contribution would be $3 million over 3 years, plus the cost of a passenger terminal. A judge has denied youthful offender status for Marco Perez, the man accused of shooting and killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Officer Tudor was killed in January while working undercover at the Peach Place Inn. Perez was 19 at the time of the shooting. Thieves stole a gun and a car full of Christmas presents from two apartment complexes in Daphne. At least 20 cars were broken into at the Bay Vista and Lake Forest apartments. Most of the cars were unlocked. And the Gulf Coast Zoo has some new rising stars, a pair of giraffes. Zoo officials hope the pair will soon start a family. I'm Jessica Trelawney, WKRG News 5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget.
So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Three Oklahoma Sooners are suspended. The Tide and Tigers do well on National Signing Day, and Alabama basketball gets a win in Birmingham. It's 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, three Oklahoma players have been suspended for their college football playoff semifinal game versus LSU. The Sooners will be without star defensive end Ronnie Perkins, backup running back Ramondre Stevenson, and true freshman wide receiver Trajan Bridges for the Peach Bowl. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley would not address the suspensions during a National Signing Day news conference on Wednesday, but he did say he was aware of the report. It's not clear whether the players would also miss the college football playoff national championship if the number four Sooners defeat the number one Tigers in the semifinal game. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron told reporters Wednesday that leading rusher Clyde Edwards-Helaire is dealing with a hamstring injury and missed practice on Wednesday. Orgeron said that Edwards-Helaire suffered a non-contact injury Tuesday, but that the extent of the injury is not yet known. Edwards-Helaire was an all-SEC first-team selection this year. He's rushed for 1,290 yards and 16 touchdowns and has 50 receptions for 399 yards and another touchdown. After day one of the early signing period in college football, there's been some movement in the 24/7 sports class rankings. Clemson remains ranked first, followed by Alabama at number two. The Tide did not lose any of their commitments to other schools, but they did flip five-star running back Jace McClellan from his commitment to Oklahoma. He'll eventually join five-star quarterback Bryce Young in the backfield, who officially signed with Bama yesterday. Ohio State currently has the third-ranked class, followed by Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M, and Auburn at number seven. The Tigers signed 22 players on Wednesday, including five-star running back Tank Bigsby. Good name for a running back. Florida has the eighth-ranked class, while Oklahoma and Notre Dame round out the top 10. Players have through tomorrow to sign early with a school. If they don't sign this week, they'll have to wait until February. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired top executive Tom Coughlin on Wednesday. Coughlin has served as executive vice president of football operations since 2017. Firing comes 2 days after the NFL Players Association warned players of potentially signing with the franchise because of excessive fines and player grievances. The Jaguars are 5-9. They closed the season at Atlanta and at home against Indianapolis. Team owner Shad Khan has not said whether general manager David Caldwell and coach Doug Marrone will remain with the team following the season. Two men well known in the world of football for their portrayals in popular movies have passed away this week. On Sunday morning, James Radio Kennedy passed away at the age of 73. Kennedy was a man with an intellectual disability who befriended a high school football team in South Carolina and was the inspiration for the 2003 film Radio. He was portrayed by Cuba Gooding Jr. in that movie. Then on Wednesday, former T.C. Williams High School football coach Herman Boone, who was played by Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans, passed away. He was 84 years old and had been battling cancer. Boone coached the T.C. Williams High School 1971 championship football team in Alexandria, Virginia. He was the school's first African-American head coach and pulled the team together through a tough period while Alexandria's high schools were being desegregated. In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide beat the Samford Bulldogs 105-87. John Petty Jr. made 10 three-pointers and scored a career-high 39 points to lead the Tide to victory. Number 6, Kentucky was upset by Utah 69-66. Number 21-ranked Tennessee fell to Cincinnati 78-66. Loyola Chicago beat Vanderbilt 78-70. LSU lost to East Tennessee State 74-63.
Well, you can't have football and basketball, man.
I guess not. Tough night for the SEC. At least Mississippi State held off Radford 77.
The Radford Rage?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're the Rage? The Radford Rage, oh. I think, yes.
Not the Radford Road Rage.
But I thought about that. They should be the Radford Road Rage.
621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
What were they at away games?
They're the Radford Road Rage. Oh, I love it.
Sure,
right. 621. Be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a holiday filled with laughter and wacky fun.
Jolene, do I really have to say it like that?
Like what?
Wacky.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour series of joyous and wacky episodes.
Join me and all your favorite Roxbury players back just for the holidays. Sundays at 5 and 10 p.m. only on FM Talk 106.5.
Don't make me do that again.
Would you stop complaining?
Good morning, everyone. From the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays and accident-free conditions as you're traveling across the Bayway. Gaffney, Spanish Fort, clear. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote-controlled cars, trucks, even tanks. Maybe you'd like the dirt-throwing speed and excitement of a Losi off-road truck that comes completely assembled. Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. So that time, a couple things happened this time of year. Number one, we're in our Alabamian of the Year voting. Today is day 4 mm-hmm. of 5 of the first week. We're winnowing down the list. Yesterday, how did CBD win?
CBD actually got the most votes. So that's how Alabamians are feeling about the politicos these days, because you know we only have so many days, right, and I took the nominees that we were given, right, mm-hmm. and paired them down to 20, and so I had what I had to work with. So CBD ends up with some of the politicos in the voting,
right?
But it makes sense because CBD,
it's a political story.
It was a political story. CBD gets 38% to move on to the second round yesterday, followed closely by Jeff Sessions, General.
I love it. it's Jeff Sessions and CBD.
Yeah, he gets 36% of the vote. Governor Ivey with 20%. She does not move on, and Nancy Worley only pulling in 7% of the vote yesterday, so she also does not move into the second round.
All right. today, of course, the voting is up, and you do the same thing. Go in and vote for day four of the first round. Your choices: fallen law enforcement officers, the fight or die veterans charity rowing team, the late Rod Bramlett, and the late longtime FM Talk 106.5 listener and caller extraordinaire Taxman.
Yeah, tough bracket this morning for us.
So you can vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com, and we'll tally those up, report those tomorrow. And heck, by the end of the month, y'all, we'll arrive at one and crown the Alabamian of the Year. Another thing that happens this time of year, and I didn't let Dalton know I had this story, but I know it'll bring him some joy. It's the highest paid YouTube star of 2019. You know how we always do the rankings?
Yeah. Right? I love to hear it. Who is it? I know who's not at the top this year.
Who's that?
PewDiePie.
Thank goodness. I'll put a foot in that dude's backside. 8-year-old Ryan Kajai.
No way.
Yes, he is the highest paid star on YouTube, and he didn't even start wiping his own backside until Game of Thrones was 4 seasons in. To tell you how young
come on.
His name is Ryan Kajai. He's 8 years old, and his Ryan's World channel raked in $26 million over the past year. He was also number one last year with $22 million. Ryan's channel launched 5 years ago. The kid is 8. His channel launched when he was 3.
He's a veteran in the game now.
And used to consist mainly of him unboxing toys.
Oh, he's an unboxer.
Yes. Now he's posting several videos a week doing whatever. Like, just because he's so popular, he could do whatever. He has, old 8-year-old Ryan Kajai, 23 million subscribers to his YouTube page.
That is unreal.
The second biggest channel this year was Dude Perfect.
Yes.
5 guys who play sports, perform stunts, break Guinness World Records. They made $20 million this year.
Okay, they do all the trick shots. You might have seen a video.
They're second, and then third, because they're grown up, or at least they're not kids.
And they have to split the money.
Yes. Coming in third, 5-year-old Anastasia Radnoski, who earned $18 million. So number one is Ryan's World, okay? Uh-huh. His kid, Ryan's World. He makes the top with his
26 mil.
Yeah, and then some dudes, they get into the mix, and then a 5-year-old that earned $18 million. You know what you could do with a Roth IRA with that kid? Be great.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man is in a Georgia jail accused of kidnapping a taxi driver in Mobile. Police say Tony Scott Jr. pointed a gun at the driver and forced her to drive to Georgia. The driver managed to escape near Macon. Scott faces kidnapping and theft charges. Mobile police are looking for a man who robbed a Family Dollar store on Dolphin Island Parkway. Officers say he walked into the store Tuesday morning demanding cash from the safe and cash register. Once he got the money from the register, he left. Police released surveillance video of the robbery. You can watch that on WKRG.com. A 28-foot wall in Saraland is covered in paper and ornaments near the Living Hope Church. The church's pastor says it's a place for reflection and prayer during this Christmas season, especially for those who have recently lost loved ones or are having an otherwise difficult time this season. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America. Change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
President Trump now carries the indelible label of impeachment after the Democratic-led House passed two articles of impeachment last evening. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't said when she'll refer the articles to the Senate, with many in her caucus hoping Senate Leader Mitch McConnell will give in to pressure for a real trial. House Judiciary Chairman Adam Schiff.
The American people want to hear from people like John Bolton. American people want to hear from people like Mick Mulvaney. The American people want to see what's in those documents that the president has been hiding at the State Department, in the Office of Management and Budget, in the White House itself.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows, a top Trump ally, says he's leaving the House at the end of this term. Queen Elizabeth formally opening up a new session of Parliament today, her speech giving the first details of what Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to do about Brexit with his commanding new majority. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning about global warming, saying it's a threat to his country. Putin saying Russia has abided by the Paris Agreement to slow the planet's warming. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. Household income has grown the most in tech and entertainment centers like Austin, Nashville, and large chunks of the West Coast in recent years. New figures released today by the Census Bureau show that areas that attracted highly educated workers like Pittsburgh and Denver also saw mean household income rise the most from 2013 to 2018. Economist Mark Mintner says most of the income growth in these areas has come from wages. He says metro areas tied to technology and life science have performed best in the last decade. A mattress manufacturing company has announced plans to invest more than $8 million into a South Carolina town and create 60 new jobs there. Palmetto Pedic will renovate a former furniture store building in Gaffney. Palmetto Pedic was founded in 2018 as a joint venture between mattress industry veterans from the U.S. and China. Crude oil up 7 cents at $60.92 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5, and Dr. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
And chilly again this morning. What are we looking at around the bay here for temps?
Yeah, we've got another cool day. Yesterday, the high was only 52, and we might get up around 54, 55 degrees today, but we're in for plenty of sunshine. And that'll help, but importantly, the wind will be rather light out of the northeast, and that also helps a lot. So it should be a pretty good day, except for temperatures being considerably below normal. The normal high this time of the year is 62, so we'll be up to, 54, 55 degrees today. Now, tonight, it won't be quite as cold, though. We'll get down to the 30s. Looks like about 34, 35 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, the clouds begin to move in. It'll become mostly cloudy, if not by daybreak, certainly by noontime. And temperatures will stay in the 50s, around 58 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, the clouds are coming in because of an upper air disturbance, and also a low-pressure system will be developing on the Texas coast. That low will move out into the central Gulf tomorrow night and on Saturday. And therefore, we can expect the showers to begin Friday night, most likely after midnight. And then showers for Saturday as that low gradually moves eastward across the Gulf of Mexico. And on Saturday, temperatures, they're going to stay in the mid-50s with the showers. The showers will stay around for Saturday night as that low slowly heads toward the Tampa area on the Florida Peninsula. And the showers will gradually taper off, looks like Sunday night. And on Monday, the sun comes out. It'll be mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a shower, and will warm into the lower 60s. And that gets us back to normal, but it's going to feel like a heat wave. On Tuesday, the warming continues with sunny skies up to 65. And then for Christmas Day, mostly sunny and a high in the upper 60s, possibly making it to 70 degrees.
All right, Dad, play with your toys outside kind of Christmas.
It looks that way, yes.
And now, it doesn't make much sense. I go back through the Christmas pictures and look, like, from when I was a kid, what I was wearing, just kind of gauge the temperatures. But then again, I was young, and I would go barefoot when it was cold anyway. But, you know, I look back, there's some of them where we got our coats on, Dr. Bill, and there's a lot of them back in, like, 70s and 80s. We had shorts and T-shirts on. So it's not unusual, I guess, to have a warm Christmas.
Looking back over the last 20 years or so, we've had quite a few very mild to the warm Christmas days. Really, the coldest Christmas day was in 1983, and we had a brutal cold wave come in on Christmas Eve, and the high temperature on Christmas Day was only 23 degrees.
Ouch.
And the low Christmas morning was 8 above zero. That was in 1983.
There was that in 83, and didn't we have another one like in 86? Or somewhere in there where the bay, I remember running across the bayway, and or maybe that was
1989. 1989, we had something like 60 consecutive hours with the temperature below freezing. It was an amazing cold wave in December that lasted for many, many days.
All right, Dr. Bill, all this kind of information that he and I are bouncing around, this is just a tease to tell y'all the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac is in stores now.
They're in stores, and of course, as usual, it's a great, great deal because it's free.
Yes.
Yes, and you'll find copies right now at West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safe, Classic Cars over in Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, there are copies of Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope, and also in Fairhope at Billy Lankford Allstate. And over in Robertsdale at Robertsdale Power Equipment. Now, you can also get copies at Box 10 and right here at the studios at 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively right here on Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile and the other 24 hours a day that we run around here. By the way, it's good seeing Dr. Bill out at the Christmas party last night.
Yeah, it was fun.
He gets wild. We were out at Ed's Seafood Shed, and you know, Panini Pete had to come out and tell him to get down off the table.
Yeah,
but other than that,
making it rain.
It was quite a night with it. And we'll post some pictures up of that coming up in a little bit. Actually, I have some on my Instagram. We need to put on the station.
That's
Instagram,
right.
And then I have them on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. We'll get some more of those up in just a little bit. Traffic on the way with Kane, plus sports with Dalton, all straight ahead.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue. Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue. A chilly start, and again, a little bit of gust of wind over the bayway, so hang on to the wheel, but nothing like what we had yesterday. Good ride so far from Airport, Dauphin to Moffitt 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Highway 90, Range Line, Halls Mill, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings, model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
We're at 6:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. I guess post impeachment Thursday. Present last night, Battle Creek, Michigan had this to say.
I know one thing: Americans will show up by the tens of millions next year to vote Pelosi the hell out of office.
And speaking of Speaker Pelosi, of course, you heard her last night during the gaveling the votes in the House for impeachment. But there's a part of this that is something that Dalton brought up earlier this week, and I think it's worth talking about, that the idea, I guess, you know, being the only third time in history, U.S. history, this has happened, we're not all well-versed on it, kind of had the feeling that when the House voted on the articles of impeachment, then it'd go on over to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the House can decide when and if they take the articles of impeachment and deliver it to the Senate.
That's right. And
this is a nuance that I think we're all kind of learning about.
Yeah, because even since the beginning of this impeachment process, you see all these stories coming out that say this is how the impeachment process works.
Right.
The House has these hearings, and then they debate the articles of impeachment, and then they vote on it, and then it goes to Senate, and then the Senate holds a trial. Well, there's a little part that they kept missing, and that's that, well, once the Congress votes, and if they do vote yay on impeachment, and they did last night on two articles, actually Nancy Pelosi holds that document, literally.
Like, it doesn't go, and that's one of the things I learned, it literally holds it and has to be delivered to the Senate. It's not mm-hmm. an automatic thing that triggers and goes straight in. Like, the Senate doesn't just get it because the vote happened in the House.
Right.
The House has to decide through the Speaker mm-hmm. that they're going to give those articles to the Senate.
Yeah, and right now the story is kind of going, well, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, she's going to hold on to these articles of impeachment as a kind of bargaining chip until they get the trial set the way they'd like it from Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader. So they are holding this until, I guess, McConnell decides to go along with what the Democrats want in this trial. But
which will be never.
Which will be never. And so what we found out earlier this week is they could potentially never deliver these articles of impeachment to the Senate. They could just hold on to it, put that impeachment vote to the president's name, but never have an acquittal. And it adds an interesting twist, to say the least, to this whole all these shenanigans.
That's for sure. And it's a ongoing, continuing education in civics, mm-hmm. probably from a bad perspective, but it is that. 6:44, we'll check in with News 5 next.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile City Council's Finance Committee will meet today to talk about bringing Amtrak back to the port city. The proposed route would run from Mobile to New Orleans twice a day with stops in Pascagoula, Biloxi, Gulfport, and Bay St. Louis. The city has until the end of the year to commit to this project. The city's contribution would be $3 million over 3 years, plus the cost of a passenger terminal. A judge has denied youthful offender status for Marco Perez, the man accused of shooting and killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Officer Tudor was killed in January while working undercover at the Peach Place Inn. Perez was 19 at the time of the shooting. Thieves stole a gun and a car full of Christmas presents from two apartment complexes in Daphne. At least 20 cars were broken into at the Bay Vista and Lake Forest apartments. Most of the cars were unlocked. And the Gulf Coast Zoo has some new rising stars, a pair of giraffes. Zoo officials hope the pair will soon start a family. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you. Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in college football. Three Oklahoma players have been suspended for the CFP semifinal game versus LSU. The Sooners will be without star defensive end Ronnie Perkins, backup running back Ramondre Stevenson, and true freshman wide receiver Trajan Bridges for the Peach Bowl. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley would not address the suspensions during a National Signing Day news conference on Wednesday, but he did say that he was aware of the report. It's not clear whether the players would also miss the CFP National Championship if the number 4 Sooners are able to defeat the number 1 ranked Tigers in their semifinal game. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron told reporters Wednesday that leading rusher Clyde Edwards-Helaire is dealing with a hamstring injury and missed practice on Wednesday. Orgeron said Edwards-Helaire suffered a non-contact injury on Tuesday. The extent of that injury is not yet known. Edwards-Helaire was an all-SEC first team selection this season. He's rushed for over 1,200 yards and 16 touchdowns. Also has 50 receptions this year for 399 yards and another touchdown. After day one of the early signing period in college football, there's been some movement in the 24/7 sports class rankings. Clemson remains ranked first, followed by Alabama at number 2. The Tide did not lose any of their commitments to other schools, but they did flip five-star running back Jace McKellen from his commitment to Oklahoma. He will eventually join five-star quarterback Bryce Young in the backfield, who officially signed with Bama yesterday. Ohio State currently has the third-ranked class, followed by Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M, and Auburn coming in at number 7. The Tigers signed 22 players on Wednesday, including five-star running back Tank Bigsby. Florida has the 8th-ranked class. Oklahoma and Notre Dame round out the top 10. Players have through tomorrow to sign early with the school, and if they don't sign this week, they'll have to wait until February. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired top executive Tom Coughlin Wednesday. He has served as executive vice president since 2017. The firing comes 2 days after the NFL Players Association warned players of potentially signing with the franchise because of excessive fines and player grievances. Two men well known in the world of football for their portrayals in popular movies have passed away this week. On Sunday morning, James "Radio" Kennedy passed away at the age of 73. Kennedy was a man with an intellectual disability who befriended a high school football team in South Carolina. He was the inspiration for the 2003 film Radio. Kennedy was portrayed by Cuba Gooding Jr. in that movie. On Wednesday, former T.C. Williams High School football coach Herman Boone, who was played by Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans, passed away. He was 84 years old and had been battling cancer. Boone coached the T.C. Williams High School 1971 championship football team in Alexandria, Virginia. That was during a tough period while Alexandria's high schools were being desegregated. In SEC basketball last night, the Alabama Crimson Tide beat the Samford Bulldogs 105-87. John Petty Jr. made 10 three-pointers and scored a career-high 39 points to lead the Tide to victory. Number 6, Kentucky was upset by Utah 69-66. Number 21-ranked Tennessee fell to Cincinnati 78-66. Loyola Chicago beat Vanderbilt 78-70. And LSU lost to East Tennessee State 74-63. Tough night in the SEC.
Yeah.
At least Mississippi State was there. They beat Radford 77-68. The Radford Highlanders.
Yeah, so it must have changed because I could have sworn back when, like, back in the late 80s, we
used to be the Rage.
I thought they were the Rage.
That's awesome. I like Rage much better than Highlanders.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There can only be one, you know, Sean.
That's right.
6:52. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And I would have lost that bet if I would have taken it this morning that there would be a reference to the series Highlander. There we go.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over $14,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $67,650. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $6,373 plus $7,157 purchase allowance and $500 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See participating dealer for details.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons. Towing and recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue. A good ride from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort across the Bayway in downtown Mobile. Airport in Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65. Seats and traffic starting to build, but no new wrecks that will slow you down. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles, see them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Two-headed turtle. On this Christmas, what Mom wants
a two-headed turtle. Oh, she'll love it.
So it's the gift that keeps on giving. Just heads up.
You have to buy twice the lettuce.
That's right. I was waiting for the jokes to come in there. But they had turtles there in the tank at Ed's Seafood Shed.
It was popular for my 10-month-old. She loved the turtles.
And for your 47-year-old partner. I was with the show. Your super mega cutest baby ever daughter was entranced by the turtles. So was I.
Yeah, you were both pointing at them with your mouths open.
That's pretty much what happened. 6:55. That was. We'll talk about that. Had Christmas party last night. A great time. And Panini Pete came out. Nick from Ed's, and Ed's is just one of their restaurants. They came in to visit and say hello. It was a good time. All right. Now, speaking of gifts people want, if you ask somebody just overall, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift of time, right? Yeah. You want more time to enjoy things, more time for family, more time for hobbies. Well, what if you could get the gift of time and the gift of clean at exactly the same time? And you could do that with the maids. Hey, they're referred for a reason, and I've been referring them to y'all for the reason is they've turned our life around and having a very clean house and having extra time. And this time of year, it's more important than ever. You got more parties, you got Christmas parties to go to. Maybe you're hosting Christmas, you got family and friends coming in and out of the house. You're putting up decorations, there's more mess than normal. Well, with the maids, you have the time to enjoy it and have a clean house. Shelby runs the crew that comes to our house, and they are super efficient and do a great job. And right now, you can get a free estimate. Do what we did. Call 344-6626. 344-6626. Get the crew from the maids to come out, check out your place, give you a quote, and let them get started. Maybe give that as one of the Christmas gifts coming up on Wednesday morning. It is the gift of clean and the gift of time, and you do that with the maids. One more time, the phone number. Get the free estimate. Trust me. 344-6626. 344-6626. For the maids. All right, coming up just about an hour from now, actually less than an hour from now, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That'll be our Christmas gift he gives us. Place to go fishing because people get a few days off.
Bunch of presents.
Yeah, that'll be good. I think fishing's picked up in the last week, so good news there. Also on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Dalton's got more in the world of sports, and we'll go through what happened yesterday with the impeachment vote. That and a whole lot more coming up right here on Mobile Mornings. News is on the way next. We'll be right back.